I was convinced that it was okay to give in to darkness. That I could do whatever I wanted and wouldn't have to care, wouldn't have to live up to anyone's expectations. I don't want to be here. Wouldn't have to worry about what everyone thinks, what is true. Would get to discover myself apart from opinion, what is true. Would get to see. I could become what other possibilities existed. What is wrong with me? And I dream of loss. There is my existence outside of God's will. I don't want to be here. This can't. Hey, good morning, everyone. This is The Pillage Pastor, and welcome to another episode of The Pillage Pastor, where today we continue our journey together through the Gospel of John, picking back up in chapter 9. This will be part 2 of chapter 9. And what will God say to me personally today? What's he going to say that I'm going to have to wrestle with and apply to my life? So walking through this devotionally together, I'm sharing it with you. I'm glad you're joining me, and let's do it. I come as a broken man. I come as a sinner, saved by grace. All have sinned and fallen short of God's glory. And he's talking about me, and I imagine he's talking about you as well. When Jesus came and walked this earth, he was amazing. He interacted with anybody, regardless of who they were. Those who thought they were hot, you know what? Those who were just humble, down in the dumps. I mean, he would interact with everybody. Those who were prideful. Those who were wealthy. Those who were in had great authority and power. No one really intimidated him. He kind of just was on mission. He said what he needed to say. He always spoke the truth. And the guy that we have been introduced to in this chapter, this is the guy. This is the guy who Jesus is there. He spits in the dirt. He makes some mud. He slaps it on the guy's eyes. The guy washes it off as he's told, following Jesus' direction, and he can see. And he's never been able, well, since childhood at least, has never been able to see. And he then is called before these religious leaders, these Pharisees, these teachers of the law, these guys that were supposed to be an example to the people of what it is to live the most holy life possible. And they were to guard the things of God, the teachings of God. And they had a long history. And these guys, the Pharisees, call him to themselves. And they're like, hey, what happened to you? Is this the real deal? Who did this? Who do you say that he is? And they just, you know, take him through the ringer. They even bring in his parents. His parents are like, he's a grown man. He can answer for himself. Why are we here? And then this guy, I love this guy. I mean, he's super bold. He's kind of bothered by these religious leaders. He doesn't like the way he's being talked to. He's being talked down to, and he doesn't like it. And they're not believing him anyway. He's seriously answering their questions, and they don't believe him. And Jesus actually hears what's going on. he's like, wait a minute. So he's actually been called before the Pharisees, and he's telling his story, and they're asking him who I am, and they don't believe him. Like, I got to find this guy. Jesus wants to go back and interact with him. And Jesus asks the same question today. You're going to hear this over and over again. He asked this guy the same question that he asks us today, every single one of us, asks the world today. And it's pretty amazing. I mean, whenever Jesus gets at it, he gets at it. We could never be untruthful to him. There's no way. I mean, he looks right through us. He sees right through us. And he says, do you believe in the Son of Man? Pretty much, who do you say that I am? Do you believe in the Son of Man? Jesus doesn't ask a question to gain knowledge. Because knowing all things, I mean, he looks right through us. So if we stand before him today, we might even feel it. We might just know it. This guy just is piercing. His eyes are piercing into my soul. He's looking right through me. He knows me. How could I be dishonest? I can't deceive this guy, right? There's something more to him. And this man who was born blind, I mean, he knows, like, right away. Like, he doesn't have a problem with this at all. He doesn't have a problem. Do you know who the Son of Man? Do you believe in the Son of Man? This guy's like, who is he? I want to believe in him. If he's responsible for my healing, I want to believe in him. And Jesus says to him, you have seen him, and he is speaking to you. Now, Jesus referenced to the Son of Man. I mean, he is the ultimate representative of a man. He is the firstborn of all creation. He is the very Word of God, which is and always has been eternal. Now he's clothed in flesh. He represents man. He is the perfect demonstration of man, perfect model of man, sinless, full of hope, without fault, never says anything wrong, never does anything wrong. If not killed, it is said that he would even continue to live on in this life, and he would never die. He would never age because he was the perfect man. However, I mean, obviously, if we dug into that argument, I mean, he still was born of a woman, even though the Holy Spirit had given her that pregnancy. Not like the Mormons say literally, the Mormons would say that, like, I believe God came and knocked on Mary's door and they had consensual relations and whatnot. It wasn't like that. So if you ever hear something ridiculous like that, no, the Holy Spirit will come upon you. That's what happened. There's no sex there going on. But Jesus' father is God and his mother is human. So would he age and he die? Some people are like, nope, he wouldn't. He would keep going on. But because of Mary, no, he would grow old and die. So it doesn't really matter what side of the fence you're on, but he's still the perfect representative of man. He is the Son of Man. And he is there to represent completely and has the authority to represent completely man and to be the middleman between mankind and God. And he thus is also the Son of God, fully man. And we could go on and on. I know. So this guy's open. I want to believe in the Son of Man. Is he responsible for my healing? Jesus said, he is speaking to you. In this very moment, like, I am the Son of Man. I love how Jesus wants to, so desperate. He wants people to know who he is. He wants to reveal who he is. He's not hiding out in the woods, not hiding out on a mountain. He wants to confront people with the truth of who he is, because you need to know who you believe in. And the man says, I believe. And he then continues to worship Jesus, the Son of Man, this promised Messiah. And we hear of even that title if you go back to the prophet of Daniel. Daniel is awesome. And Daniel even said in his prophecy, as my vision continued that night, I saw someone like a son of man coming with the clouds of heaven, and he approached the ancient one and was led into his presence. Pretty sweet verse. And again, you could dive into that and go forever. But Jesus then says, I entered into this world to render judgment, to give sight to the blind, and to show those who think they see that are blind. I'm here to confront those who think they've got their stuff together, but they don't. They think they can lead people into the presence of God, but they can't because they're blind themselves. They don't really know anything. I mean, that's all they do is study, 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 and then they want to be recognized by people. They want to be seen as being perfect. They want to be seen as having the answer. They want to be seen as the middleman between themselves and God. And in fact, they are blind, referring again to the religious leaders in his day, in his time, the Pharisees. They're blind themselves. They can't see a darn thing. And Jesus is there to say, put your faith in me, believe in me, because I am the way to God. No one gets to go to the Father except by way of me, through me, believing in me. That's what Jesus said. You have to believe in him in order to get to the Father, not these religious leaders who are, in fact, blind. You can't go through a priest. You can't go through a pastor. You can't go through some, you know, spiritist, I don't know, you name it. You can't go through anyone else. Jesus is very, pretty much just says, I'm the only way to the Father, right? I'm the only one who can approach the Ancient of Days, and I want to take you with me, is what he is communicating to them. Some of the Pharisees who were standing nearby, they're listening to him, and they say, are you saying that we're blind? You got to be kidding me. We have never been disrespected in such a way, which they, it's not in the text. I know what's going on now. These guys were just, they were liars too, because you know what? They were completely disrespected by the Romans when they were in charge there. And they still, during that day, they were, man. If you were blind, if you truly were blind, Jesus says, you wouldn't be guilty. But you are guilty because you're saying you can see. You're just arrogant, you're prideful, and you say you have the answers. And you're telling everyone else you have the answers when in fact you don't. And so it's like you're even more guilty than anybody else because you're claiming to have the answers. You're claiming to be able to see spiritually, and you can't. You're blind, and you're leading other people astray. And so you will be judged more strictly. And that's pretty powerful stuff right there. You know, there's something to be said for this blindness. We know that there is someone still at work in the world who, if you adhere to his teachings, if you give him a place in your life, it will lead to spiritual blindness. I mean, if we read what Paul wrote to the church in Corinth, he said that Satan, who is the god of this world, okay, that's, he's ultimately the default god that everybody serves. He has blinded the minds of those who don't believe. So basically who turn away from whether it's general revelation, special revelation of God. And what I mean by that is God has revealed himself. He's revealed himself through creation, through the stars. I mean, everything that he's created does speak to everyone that there is a God and they will be held accountable for it. The very fact that people create rules points to the fact that there is a God, that there are rules of this universe and in this universe, and there's rules in everything, with everything. Nature, physics, you know, moral rules, there's ethics. I mean, we just implement rules into everything because we see rules carried out and governing, the universe, governing the universe. They're unable to see the glorious light of the good news. It goes on to say, they don't understand this message about the glory of Christ, who is the exact likeness of God. So, wow. So the Son of Man, who we know from Daniel is the Messiah, is the exact likeness of God. Pretty awesome. The Word became flesh, dwelt among us. We get to behold his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. He is the exact likeness of God. That is who we are beholding today. But I wanted to close with emphasizing this blindness, because there was a time when I was, I was pastoring for years and just loved the Lord, loved my family, loved church activities, loved studying the Bible, loved teaching the Bible, loved worshiping God. And then at one point I burned out over a period of time through many difficult circumstances. And I literally turned to darkness. I turned from light into darkness. And what does light have to do with darkness? Nothing. But I did. I turned into darkness and I gave myself over to that darkness and the practices that were displayed in that darkness, which were intriguing to me, always had been. I mean, we're always having to turn away from things we don't want. I mean, don't know aren't good for us. But I just went head first in. I was like, I'm going to finally do everything I've been battling with in my conscience, always never wanting to be a part of, never just fighting it. I'm just going to dive in, because I'm not happy. I'm depressed. I'm burned out. I feel attacked. All these things. I mean, I've taken loss. And I literally just turned away. And the moment I turned away, I literally, and it says right here, man, who is the God of the world? If you turn away from Jesus, you are turning toward the God of the world, who is Satan. And I literally did, though. And I don't know how to describe it. It literally was a verbal yes. And we could dive into that at any point in the future. But to me, I know it's hard to understand, and you probably can't paint the picture right now unless you've been through it, where you're literally turning away from God and you're like, I want that life in the darkness. And I say yes to it. And I say yes to the one who can give me what I want, which wasn't God, and immediately became blind. I immediately lost my identity, my sense of identity in Christ. Complete blindness. No longer led by the Holy Spirit, no longer knowing or having a deep conviction of right from wrong, no longer having the power to do what's right, no longer Ryan, taken over by the darkness, and I plunged headfirst into it, lost everything. Horrible, horrible thing. And that's the whole point even of why I'm sharing with you my time. This is healing for me. I want God to speak to me. I'm reading the scripture to say, God, what do you have for me today? What do you have for me today? Every single day, he says, listen, you need to say today who I am, because tomorrow you could choose someone different. I'll always be here for you. I'll always love you, but you need to make a conscious decision to say, yes, I believe in you. Yes, I will worship you today. It's an everyday thing. That's what I'm taking out of this day, because I don't want to fall into that blindness that I was in before. And I know that it's super easy to give Satan a foothold in my life. And when he takes one little foothold, his lies increase. And so there's more lies for us to believe, and there's more of an onslaught. And then we believe one of those lies, and he takes another foothold step into our lives, and more lies ensue, and we believe another lie. Even if we're battling those lies, even if we know the truth gets dimmer, the light gets dimmer, the darkness gets more broad, thick, and it can go on and on and on. I plunged into it. I was deceived, but I liked what I saw, and I wanted it, and I dove in. But again, this is therapy for me. I want to share it with you so that you don't have that same experience. This is the Pillage Pastor. Grace come down for such a sinner as I, and for such a sinner as you.